Well, hello guys. Now, here's a news item. Well, it's a news item that's so common, it's unbelievable. This femme was on a property and was asked to leave, but she didn't. So, they called the police. And when the police arrived, she still refused to leave. Then one of the police officers was a femme also, and she tried to arrest her. But this femme resisted and kicked the femme police officer quite a number of times, until the femme police officer had to use pepper spray. But the femme police officer did receive some injuries from it. Not serious. So she was also charged with resisting arrest. Oh, and did I mention this femme's a model? I mean, they all are. Seems if you put some makeup on and some new clothes, perhaps, and get your friend to take a picture of you, you automatically become a model, just like that. I mean, does she have any contracts with some modelling agency or anything? Of course not. It's on Facebook, probably. A lot of femmes live in a delusional bubble of their own making. Oh, and here she is outside the courtroom without the glow-up. Now, she doesn't look quite as good as in the other picture, of course, because she's not posing, you see. You see, that's what these fantastic models do. They can pose just like that, but she's not posing here. Anyway, she went to court. And this generally is what happens every time a femme goes into the courtroom being charged with something. First of all, she cries. You know, that's the first defense. Get sympathy. And her lawyer said, oh well, she does suffer from a few mental health problems. Oh, and that's another excuse they use all the time. And here we go, guys. And she was in an abusive relationship with her ex-boyfriend. They always use that one. Oh, and she's also in an abusive relationship with her new boyfriend. Yeah, that's a new one. But here's the clincher. Her lawyer said it was completely out of character for her to do something like that. I mean, hell, I know what he means. I mean, yesterday I killed somebody. But I mean, I've never done that before. It's completely out of character. The point is, this femme knew right from wrong. She wasn't that mentally ill. And she's supposed to be an adult. And it's all excuses. And it's because it's a femme. But the judge ignored all the bullshit and sent her to jail. No, he didn't. He gave her a 12-month community order. And she has to do 15 days of rehabilitation. So yeah, once again, they get the femme pass. Oh, did I mention she was also drunk at the time? Man, I bet somebody forced that drink down her throat to make her drunk too. Femmes will never learn responsibility and accountability for their actions until society and the laws make them see it. If there's no real repercussions for your actions, why would you stop doing it? I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. But as we see, this proves that femmes are the entitled gender. Take it easy.